Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't talked to you for a while. Glad to see you again.
Well, I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, lots going on, definitely some things to talk about. We're not hearing as much about a possible recession on the horizon lately, and I'm not sure why we're not. I guess the economy does seem to be just perking right along.
When you look at the fundamentals there, to me, it's very strong.
However, there is an article out there from a publication called Fit Small Business, and they look at the different states and rank them in terms of the state's ability to withstand a recession, should there be a recession.
Right.
And Texas now is ranked number one as the state that is best able to withstand a recession.
And the interesting thing about that to me is just a few years ago, in fact, I believe it was like 2017, when at that time there was more talk about a recession. Mm-hmm. The model that they had at that time had Texas more like number 15. So it's not that we have improved that much, but they have improved their model, I think.
Well, at least we think they've improved their model.
We're going to hope that.
From our point of view. But, Texas was number 15 in 2017. Now it jumps up to number one. I see Oklahoma is now number 15.
Yes.
Next door, and just, of course, right across the river from us. But and Louisiana, another neighboring state, was number 18. So I didn't read exactly how they've changed their way of measuring it, but it has to do with states that have a wide variety of business. They have a lot of a variety of business and industry. They have diverse global trade partners and then robust debt-to-income ratio. Those were the things that were mentioned as how this was determined.
Yes, as a matter of fact, as you say, the diversity, having a well-diversified economy, also having a large volume and a diversified package of exports on that. Mm-hmm. The debt factor, the debt-to-income is one, and Texas was very, very strong on that. That's one of the things that has us very near the top. But another one is the state budget, how much they have for emergency or surplus funds there. And again, that's one where Texas was very strong.
That's where we have the rainy day fund.
Yes.
And they're so reluctant to ever touch that. But in some respects, that may be a good thing. I know there are times when we'd like to touch it. But.
Well, it's one of those. There's some factors that you can use to grow. And so if you spend those funds, your rainy day funds and all the others, it does help your growth. But when it comes to sustainability there, that's a different issue. And so being able to withstand a recession, having that reserve is important.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dale is an economics professor at A&M Commerce. Now, lest we pat ourselves on the back too much, there's another story out there that has to do with Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman. We've talked about him before. He is kind of the superstar Texas economist, isn't he? Kind of a rock star.
Yes, has been for very many years. Ray Perryman does all kinds of studies. One of the things about him, he is the eternal optimist on the economy, but does focus very much on the need for a well-qualified labor force.
Right. He says we need, if we're going to, and he acknowledges that things have been good, that the Texas economy has been very good, but he says if it's going to continue, we have to do a better job of educating the kids.
The skills of tomorrow, as I say, that's where it's at. And that's a real challenge to make sure that we're putting out a labor force that has those skills.
Mm-hmm. He calls it a ticking time bomb. That's colorful language, but maybe justifiably so.
It is, because labor, not the quantity as much as the quality of that labor force, that is a prime prerequisite for growth.
And do you think, is it just a matter, do we talk about throwing money at a problem, is it just a matter of more funding, more expenditures, or are there other things that you think need to be considered?
There are other things, and one, it is not just throwing the money at it, but looking at the market, not just today or what's past, but looking at talking about putting workers out there who are able to be flexible, to have skills that they can apply to tomorrow's problems. Mm-hmm. There.
I think it's good when schools do vocational
It is.
Training and not just pretend that every student is going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a college professor, that but to prepare kids for the kind of blue collar jobs, and a lot of those pay, my gosh.
I was about to say that is one of those where when you look at, as we say, good paying jobs, that many of those are blue collar now.
Right, and I've seen what welders make, and it's fantastic. I've been thinking about taking up welding myself, as a matter of fact, because they are doing great. Now, another thing that was pointed out in that article, again, this is back to the positive thing, is that there's a publication called Site Selection Magazine, and they have a Governor's Cup for business and job creation, and Texas won that 7 years in a row.
It is, and a thing, one, again, our tax structure has been a real draw. In several of these, it's mentioned actually the relocation of businesses from high state taxes, such as California, that we're always competing with, to Texas.
Yeah, 600 new businesses lured to Texas last year, it says, the story. But if that's the case, then some of that revenue that we are able to generate maybe needs to be rerouted one way or another through the public schools.
Or spending it more wisely.
Okay, or being a bit more effective in how it's put to use. So
yes.
At least according to Dr. Ray Perryman and according to Dr. Dale Funderburg.
I very much agree with Dr. Perryman on that issue.
All right, great. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburg, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.